am Winona.
I am Pinky 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 Pring.
I am Gabriella.
I am Rock.
I'm Rachel.
I'm Nina.
I am Neo.
I'm Joy.
I am Kevin.
I'm Shirley.
I'm Steven.
I'm Jeremy.
Live news, live information. Welcome to the BNN Newsline.
Bitches and gentlemen, I am Kevin. Thank you all. Come on, don't be so hard. Sit down, please. After the first show, lots of audience wrote to me, telling their big and small dreams. Some wants to have a golden arc, which would someday become a profitable fast food restaurant. Some wants to have millions of wives, then illegal love affair would become the legal options change. Now, I'd like to tell you, your dreams are owning dreams, unless you are drunk. Getting drunk is the only way to be so close to your dream. Today, our great honor to have two celebrities to tell us the news about drunkenness. First, authority in Apple, the great all-rounder, first prize in the God knows what the hell it is in competition, Shirley!
Thanks, honey, and I sure love your deceptive compliment. Okay, let's go right to the topic. Hello, everyone. I'm your sweetie, but no, Shirley.
And the president of the Association of Paris Fashion Week, spokesman of Prada and Oscar de la Renta, Neo!
Thank you, Kevin. And all you bitches. This is Neo, and I prefer Balenciaga. Well, the true story began last week when a drunk man passed by a disabled beggar who seemed to have no legs along the street. He lingered around and murmured, almost terrified the beggar to put on his legs and run away. Finally, he took out one from his pocket and threw it into the box container. But he lingered around again. You know why?
Because he wanted to pee on the beggar?
Well, guess wrong. Maybe he isn't confident enough to take it out in public. He in reality asked the beggar to give him change of 5 dimes. Shame on the junkers.
Come on, cheer me up. At least he didn't hug the box and cry mommy aloud. Well, things get totally different when it comes to women. Another news happened on Friday. A lady with the God knows how to call her name.
Just call her Winona.
Okay, Winona staggered drunkenly out of the 7 bar and drove back home and unfortunately ran into a policeman. Winona flirted with him and was fully confirmed to be drunk driving. The police followed her into the police car and that's when the worst thing started to happen.
A fake policeman?
Absolutely. A pretended policeman just wanted to bet her.
Oh my damn god.
But next morning, Winona was home safe and sound.
What?
Nothing happened.
How come?
The policeman was dead drunk too, and you know, yeah.
What a talented world.
And that's all for today. For more fake news, please scan the QR code of Actually Nothing's Here at the bottom of the TV screen.
See you next week and see us next part. The Mini Play!
Hello, audience. Welcome to Banana Mini Theater.
Oh, another one of a day, isn't it? Kevin is now feeling like playing, and a wild plan has just stricken his mind.
Hey, darling, there's gonna be a feast tonight with my colleagues. Maybe I will be late for home.
Again? Okay, but if you get drunk and fall asleep in the washroom of the diner again, I'm not going to pick you up this time.
Oh, darling, how can I do that? You know how I am a beast about it? I never really get drunk, not even tipsy.
Last time I was just joking with you. You will see me sober as hell when I'm home, standing on my own feet, not hands.
Who will believe this?
During dinner time, Kevin forgot his promise as usual and totally committed himself to the alcohol. The dining room was totally changed into a dance floor.
Come on! For God's sake, don't be so lame. Can't you just take this wonderful shot with me? Hey, you, what are you doing? Stand up and dance. Everyone get loud. Beer here. Buttons up. Give me another shot.
Oh, my dear. It's been a dozen of beer and I can still...
Just like teenager.
You guys suck. My chest is so itchy. Something's vibrating. Oh yeah, my dear friends, I'm getting a heart attack. I'm still a heart attack. Woo! Myself? Let me see. What the fuck is calling me? Who is... D-A-R-L-I-N-G? Spelled like... Oh! Hey, darling! What's up? By the way, I wonder what kind of gorgeous can be my darling.
Honey, finally pick up my phone now, huh? I'm so surprised that your fist can last a century without a pause. I've been calling you for like an hour already. What are you guys eating? An elephant? Washed up with marijuana?
Oh, sweetie. You're so funny. You know, I've been busy with the project these days. And we're doing not just marijuana. Ha ha ha! It's our business. And hush, baby. Keep it between us. It's our little secret now. I'm about to be rich and rule this world. Oh yeah, right. Now I need to learn a new dance move. The next time I'll be even shiner at party than tonight. Bunches of chicks are full around me, but don't worry, baby boo. You're always the only one in my heart.
Wait, what did you just say? Seriously, you're fucking doing drugs?
No, take it easy.
Hey, why did you stop? I ain't have enough yet. Kevin, come on, the first amount complete without you. You just told me that your booty's gonna be an unstoppable machine tonight. Let's move. Oh yeah, we have such nice butts.
What the heck? Sounds like you wanna cheat on me? Or have already cheated on me? Oh my goodness, how stupid I am. Always let you hang up so late at night with God knows whom and never consider about it. What good thing can you do least late out there? And tell me, how long have you been doing this illegal thing already? I think we're done here. And I'm fucking calling the police right now. Bye.
Whoa, hey, ho. No. Darling, listen to me. I was joking. Give me a chance to...
Oh, come on, bro. Take that fucking phone off. Come over here and look at those new hot chickens I found.
Wait. Give back my phone.
God damn it. There's no second chance. See you. All of you in prison. Hello, my dearest audience. Welcome to Banana Hot Talk. I'm today's anchor, Winona.
I'm Jeremy.
Okay, as you guys know, how we bananas are party-going freaks, and of course there's one thing that we cannot live without, that is...
Alcohol!
Exactly! Okay, and today we have our guests. I'm Shelly!
Woo!
Hi. And I'm Joey, just arrived here.
Yeah, welcome, Joey.
Welcome,
hello.
Joey.
How are you?
And I'm nobody knows Martin.
Oh my God, Martin!
I know
who
you.
Who are you?
Martin.
I'm just a ghost, okay?
Oh, ghost, okay.
Because today is
Halloween.
Halloween. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
I'm Kevin.
I'm Neil.
Yeah! Yeah! Woo! Wow, good hay.
Okay, so let's cut to the truth. You guys like alcohol?
No.
No.
No. This is not an obvious answer.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I like it. How many of you have been drinking here?
Us.
So all of you have been drinking?
Yeah, yeah.
And when was the first time you drank?
The first time?
I don't think I remember.
Can you remember?
Yeah, I couldn't remember that.
I don't remember.
What? Why?
It's because there
was because I was drunk. Okay? I can't remember.
You got drunk the first time you drank.
Yep, and when I was 2 years old. And
2 years old?
2 years
old.
And because I can't remember it, and my mother and father told me the story when I was two, and I drank half a bottle of a beer.
When
2 years old.
And nobody stopped you?
Nobody can, because my father... My father was a soldier, and we were in the military camp. And, you know, soldiers all straight and honest and... Honest.
What's your name?
So you know, they kind of...
You cannot be the soldier. Okay.
And one night, they just drink to some no, beer. I don't have an real understanding of...
Oh my god, a two-year-old baby should be sleeping in that kind of situation.
And you're straight, so you're straight. I got it.
Straight enough. And after that, when I was home, and I get drunk, and my father get drunk, I ride on his arm, and I slap on his face. And he slapped on my face. And we just, you know,
it's like two women kept fighting.
Not heavy, not that heavy, but and my mother was crying.
Crying? Well, why
you know that story? Why would? And that was my first time I drank.
And the first time after slapped that, your father's face. And the only time.
Well, that will be worth it.
Yeah, but Neil.
I have nothing to share.
Really?
Why?
Because you're too young. You must be drinking.
Yeah.
You're not straight.
But I want to be a soldier.
You want to be a soldier, then the first step is to drink.
No. Many kinds of beer.
Do you know how much you can drink?
Don't get drunk.
Never tested.
You guys
what about later?
Okay, next time, yeah. We can go out
and test it.
How about Joey?
The first time I get drunk.
No, the first time you drink.
Drink. But I don't remember the first time I drank. I just drank a little bit.
Or just a time period.
Do you want to try it yourself or your parents or some other relative?
A friend of my parents. He told me, if you're a boy, you must drink. And just I drank a little bit. I said, oh, it's okay. It's not so good, but it's not so bad. Okay. It's just a boring story, you know.
Yeah, it is boring.
So that's the next question.
When was the first time you got drunk?
This is the question you should have asked me.
Yeah, it sounds like this story.
You want to share some
full story? But at first, when I was young, I thought that I could drink much, you know. I think young. I'm tall and I'm maybe... But when I graduated from my senior high school, and we need to have a dinner with our teachers, and we need to share our gratefulness.
Yeah.
My father said, now you are an adult, and you have to drink with all of your teachers. Well, and I have
nine
teachers.
Nine teachers.
And then when I finished nine toasts, you know, and I thought I was alive, or maybe I was clear-minded,
okay.
But I just couldn't walk straight.
Really?
Do you know you are walking not straight?
Like, yeah,
your, I know. Your brain is totally sober.
All of my teachers asked me, are you alright?
Obviously I'm not.
And it was during this summer vacation this year. And at that time, I know Jeremy on the internet.
Yeah.
And then when I was drunk,
really?
Yeah,
and I sent, you know, voice message to him, and I said, "Hello, what's up?" I don't know what I was talking about. And
what he's talking about?
He just want to talk to me and just.
What did he say?
You're the first one he thought of when he got drunk. You know.
No,
come on.
I know he was drunk and I asked him to
sleep.
Yes, to have a rest and he told me he will play computer games with his friends and then they...
What? I don't remember that.
And you
because you are drunk.
And your KTV.
I remember, it was very late. Before that,
at that time.
You know, one of my classmates, he went to police school, so he went to his girlfriend was beside me, and he called his girlfriend to have a talk. But his girlfriend hand her phone to me, and I just say, "Hey, dude, you know." But at that time we are just normal friends. But he was so lonely at his college, and the day after that, he, "Oh, we're good buddies. You told so many to me, but I just didn't remember what I said." And then I went to the KTV, and you know I'm the kind of person doesn't like sing in front of so many people. But
after you drunk, everything changed.
I was singing I was the loudest one. They told me, and I also when I was singing, I sent a voice message to him, and I don't remember which song I was singing, but so many friends told me, "Oh, you, last night you sent a voice message to me, and you said nothing. You just, this kind of sound, a weird sound." But they didn't worry about me. I just can't figure it out. Maybe
something embarrassing.
So that's the time when I realized that I couldn't drink much.
You should practice. Practice makes perfect.
But kind of like that feeling when you're drunk, you may be braver and you have more courage to do something else.
Something.
How about other Starbucks Mart?
You mean the first time you got drunk?
The first time you got drunk or the first time you did something stupid or funny after drunk together.
The truth is, I've never got drunk.
Oh my god!
Wow!
And thus, I never... Most close time I got drunk was when I... After the 半夏 ceremony,
Oh, you are already drunk, okay? At that time,
we have a party. Yeah, we have a party, like a party.
You are definitely
in that restaurant.
Time.
And I got a little bit drunk, a little bit.
Come on, a minute. But for
us Shandong persons. Shandong people's level, that's not drunk, okay?
Okay.
So what would you call drunk?
I just know, Joey said that after drunk, you have to speak more.
Everyone is different.
To get a sharp mind. I do speak a lot after I finish that dinner. Mm-hmm. And I walk to my dormitory, all the way and speak to and with a friend and talk all the way long. That's all I can remember.
But I'm
walking straight, okay? My mind is sharp. I just can't remember.
And then go flying and become a ghost.
This is the highest level of getting drunk. You cannot remember it.
No.
This is the drunkest.
I don't remember.
Yeah, you just cannot remember the piece.
I just don't remember what I've said that night, but I do remember.
That's what you called. You cannot remember this.
I don't remember, but I just know you guys were drunk.
And I do remember what I've seen. We've almost finished our journey to a student's dormitory. When I saw something that I never say to other people.
What?
That's a secret. Okay.
What?
That's a secret. Must keep.
You arouse our curiosity.
No. Stop you guys' curiosity.
Let's stop and be
stop,
quiet.
Stop the recording.
Yeah, So let's continue with the question. It's larger the question. When was the first time you drank or got drunk, or you have ever seen anything funny or horrible after drunk? Like other people got drunk is also okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you can share your story.
What did you see on that night?
Yeah. Okay, we'll come back later.
God, are you guys insane?
Mm,
you
yes,
say pervert.
Yeah. Okay, wait. I know. It's also when we graduate, we have our grade, all of the students drink together with our teacher, and one boy
without teacher.
With
I have a question. Oh, with yeah.
Their
have your teacher got drunk?
No, oh come on! No,
they're drinking 果粒橙.
Their teachers must be old drivers.
Yeah.
Drivers.
And one guy I know from the other class, he was totally drunk and he didn't remember anything that night.
So what did he do?
A girl just asked him, can we be a couple? Or maybe let's fall in love. And he said yes. And
the next day.
Yeah. When he woke up, a girl called him. Hi, honey. What did you say? I didn't know who you are.
A love tragedy.
Oh my God.
Yeah, a strange number.
Come on, the girl wasn't drunk.
Yeah, but even though they didn't know each other, but they just become a couple after
later?
That.
Later?
Yeah.
Oh. So romantic.
Really? How about others? Have you ever seen anything?
I will go out with my high school friends every time in the New Year day.
Yeah.
So it's actually after we celebrated with our families, and then we go out together and drink again.
So you drink with your family?
I didn't drink with my family, and I didn't drink with them. I just watched them drinking and get drunk.
You're such a bitch. Observe everything.
Yeah, because they need someone who with a clear mind to carry
to
them home.
Protect them.
Not really, but that was the first time I see someone who is getting so drunk. So, and it's really disgusting to see them throw up
everywhere.
They didn't throw up in the toilet.
They just threw up immediately without any.
In front of
yeah. You know, we in the New Year day we eat so many things.
Stop.
Disgusting. How dare you see?
They just mixed up and
So look at that carefully. What's that?
It's smelly and it's terrible, and what's worse that they act really weird after the throw up.
How weird. People should sleep after throwing up.
No, they just keep drinking. Because they feel better after
the
throw up.
Waiting for the next throw up.
And then continue.
Yeah, continue. The next thing is to carry them home. And, you know.
You? Only you?
No, not me, but some boys do it to. A taxi. Yeah, the taxi driver. How do you say? It's really terrible to, you know. Someone who is so much taller than you, and he just, you know, use his arm to grab your legs and walk with him, and he's not walking straight.
Oh, this sounds like Joey.
Yeah.
Were you together last time?
And it's so interesting, but terrible at the same time that you walk with a guy who is so much taller than you on an empty street. Kissed.
What? Oh. Again, what?
What? Let's stop here.
Get to the point.
I don't know him that much. He's just a friend of my friend.
Okay. And just because he was walking beside you and he tried to kiss you. kiss you.
Stop.
And he started talking like, oh my god, I think you look so much like my ex-girlfriend.
Come
on.
Oh,
we got to make sure your boyfriend did not listen to our program.
It's okay.
Fine.
It's a story long 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Who cares?
Everybody's drunk.
I'm not drunk.
Yeah, but you did nothing. That's his fault. So you kissed him?
No, not hell.
So everything.
Because
fine.
He ex-girlfriend.
So you're falling in love with
no, I just think this guy is really disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. No. And a lot of guys.
But he's kind of handsome.
So why didn't you do it?
Because it's just, you know.
To be honest, right?
Though he was disgusting, I thought he's awesome.
Yeah.
So a lot of guys act like that after getting drunk.
Yes,
how about Shirley? Have you ever got drunk?
No.
Okay, next one. Oh yeah, Jeremy.
He never gets drunk.
I like to pretend to be drunk.
For other people
to kiss other people,
to do something.
No, I just to you know.
You
don't want to pay the bill.
Of course not.
He just wanna have a reason to act crazy, which he always wanted to.
Or to let others act crazy on him.
Oh, such a bitch! I learned that.
Come on. Okay.
And you, Neil?
Never drunk.
That means you never drunk means you never drink?
Seldom drink.
Why are you here tonight?
Yeah.
Get out.
See you next week. So everyone share their stories with you guys. And the last question is, what do you think is the role that alcohol can play in one's life and why?
It's a way of releasing, I think.
Release.
Yeah. When you're drunk, you get to another new world.
You're really high, you know.
Your mind and your body got separate.
Yeah. You're drifting.
So,
although I was drunk, you got really terrible feelings. You got headache and the stomach.
But you can kiss the handsome guy.
I mean,
yeah, trust me, if you did that, it's totally understandable.
But I'm not drunk at that time.
And you should pretend that he's too strong and you just cannot.
Okay, but I mean, what I want to say is that the time I get drunk, I know I drink too much, and I know I can't control myself doing some stupid actions.
Like
not kissing or hugging.
Oh my gosh! Dancing on the street.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You just can't control yourself, and you feel so happy.
Yeah,
everything is behind you, and I think it's.
Who was with you?
A
handsome guy.
No, no one was handsome. My girlfriend.
Your girlfriend.
Yeah.
They didn't stop you.
I think they are drunk too.
Okay. Any tips to be to sober up?
Sleep.
Drink some juice.
Drink juice.
Drink some yogurt. Oh, it's the
raw eggs.
Eggs.
Yeah, it's
disgusting.
Yeah, the raw egg is really disgusting. But
you
worse
ate it. That?
I ate that.
You're drunk. Ow. You do not remember what it tastes.
No, but it's really disgusting. But it
helps
works.
You to throw it up. But when you eat raw eggs, you throw up.
No, you should eat the raw eggs before you drink. And
what?
No, I can't. A normal person cannot bear it.
So it's not that easy to get drunk after that.
Okay. But drinking juice can it work?
Yeah,
because
of course.
There's kind of like juice that
I
think
juice
wine.
According to chemistry.
So yes. You drink wine with the juice, you don't get drunk.
Probably when you drink wine with group juice and you match up together and some kind of reactions, you know, I don't know, and you just don't get drunk.
Okay, but
probably
the fruit one is can get you drunk easier, I think.
It's not we are not the debate program.
Okay, I'm just curious.
Okay,
if you can also drink some yogurt to help.
Yogurt.
But I don't think that works.
I never tried any tips.
And syrup is so much better.
How many means do you have you tried?
Because at that day, I plan to get drunk.
Every day?
No, that day.
Okay.
That day is it's a night in during the summer vacation.
So you search on the internet how can
yeah. Yes, because I don't want to be so if I'm really drunk. But I don't think the ways the internet tells me to do works, actually. I still got a headache and stomach. And
that's how you feel after drunk.
Yeah.
Okay, since everybody has shared their experience after getting drunk or have seen something horrible after others getting drunk, here we like to remind you guys, be careful the next time you drink.
Yeah, when you want to drink alcohol, you better
know how to get yourself sober up. And don't lose your mind. Don't acting too crazy. Just you know yourself's limit and just keep it in your heart.
Exactly.
So,
see you,
thank you.
Next week.
You next week.
Wait, may the force be with you. Oh. May the health be with you.
更多节目，下载荔枝FM收听。